Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we have a fun morning. We speak with WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell about our Mutually Inclusive and Shaping Narratives initiatives. Of course, this weekly radio segment is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So awesome. How is that? And I throw it right away to you, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin, host of The Morning Show, and a special good morning to all of our listeners and supporters of The Morning Show, and without you, we could not do it, so we appreciate your input and support. Shelley, that's right. WGVU is privileged to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella, and more specifically, under their priority area of children and families of color. And as that's right, weekly, we usually bring on a guest that is doing great equity work in our community. But this week, we thought we'd step back and take a look at the project, define it a little bit, break it down, because we are now in the fifth year of this project. We are administering our third grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So in a nutshell, what this involves is two things. We are examining inequities in our community, disparities that exist primarily in communities of color. We are doing that in two ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter, and they have been on a regular basis reporting daily and weekly, both short and long form, on issues in the community impacting communities of color. The second way we are approaching this, and by the way, that is under the Mutually Inclusive brand, and there is a website that we'll talk about in a few minutes. And then secondly, the second way we are approaching this multi-year initiative is through our Shaping Narratives brand, and that is we're focusing on building capacity in our community. We're working with leaders of color who have worked with their communities in producing content for their communities.
Let's add to that again a congratulations on the grant in its fifth year. Hard work by you and your team. Spend some time on how this project has evolved, Steve.
Yeah, well, back in 2015, really not all that long ago, we applied for and received a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And I must make a statement. Receiving a grant is always great. It's exciting. It helps our organization fulfill its mission. But we must extend thanks to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, not only for their essential funding, without which we could not do this work, but also and primarily for their expertise and passion and their hard work creating initiatives on a worldwide basis. So that is the value of that partnership and relationship. But back in 2015, we received our first grant, and the intent there was, and the main objective was, to hire an inclusion reporter. And we hired an individual of color, Mariano Avila, who helped build relationships, authentic relationships in the community, and started reporting on radio, and then extended that reporting onto TV with the development of our Mutually Inclusive television program. And from there, we developed a website, and our listeners can go to that. It's simply wgvu.org, and then under television, you click on Mutually Inclusive. And on that site, they can see the beginnings of the project. That site houses all of our television programming on the left of that website, and then on the right of that website, all of the audio, the RSS feed, including all of our weekly interviews during this segment. So then in 2018, we decided to expand the project, applied for a second grant. And so in addition to the regular reporting on a whole host of issues, examining inequalities, inequities, disparities in the community. We expanded that to the community capacity building objective, with the thought being who best could report on issues of equality, inclusion, and equity than individuals in the communities that we're telling stories about. So in 2018, we came up with the brand of Shaping Narratives, and our inclusion reporter, Mariano Avila, headed up that part. And then we identified those leaders of color. And by the way, there is a second website called Shaping Narratives, and our listeners can learn more about Shaping Narratives by just going to wgvu.org/shapingnarratives. And so we identified the five individuals to come up with ideas, stories that they wanted to tell. So they worked with their communities in developing this content. We continued on with the reporting, and that brings us up to the present and our third grant.
Only go up from here. The type of content that's been produced, and you mentioned a bit where we find this content. Any special stories you want to share?
Yes, and Shelley, by the way, this has been a station-wide effort and really a community-wide effort. So many of our staff have been instrumental in nurturing this project, in helping to create content. And I'm including, of course, you and the rest of our radio staff and our television staff who provide feedback, who provide ideas, and so forth. And also our community members. This truly is a community-wide effort, and our listeners can go to the Mutually Inclusive or Shaping Narrative webpage and see many of those partners listed. And we'll talk about those in a few minutes. But back to your question on the content itself. If you, for example, go to the Shaping Narratives webpage, you will see a listing and pictures of our Shaping Narratives participants and the pilot programs that they created. And each one has a story. It's quite exciting. Lynn Bardwell, who's a Native woman from Grand Rapids, produced a program called Ngiwe. And they can read about what that's about and actually watch the first pilot, a 30-minute pilot. And Lynn gets into the relationships and traditions of her ancestors and the Native American community. So that's a journey in and of itself. Our second Shaping Narratives participant, Alice Jasper, came up and was the producer of the program Color Out Here. She's a biracial woman, raised in Brooklyn, now living in Grand Rapids, really an environmental specialist. And she reframes the outdoors and Michigan, places you think you know. And as she leads urban people of color to the outdoors, we see their experience. And quite frankly, the number of people of color in the outdoors is far fewer than white folks because their experience has been far different. And Alice gets into a little bit of that. The third Shaping Narratives participant, Rishi McCarr, a devout Sikh businessman from West Michigan, came up with the program titled Meeting God. And he takes us on a journey to learn about humanity's common values by exchanging immersed spiritual experiences. The other two Shaping Narratives individuals are Christine Mwangi, born in Kenya and educated and living in the U.S. Her, in this case, it's not a television program. It's a podcast, soon to be released, by the way, called The Black Honest Truth. And she explores in that podcast the differences of experience of blackness in America as distinct and different from African Americans' experience in America versus African immigrants, and that's called Black Honest Truth. Lastly, we have George Walker, who, by the way, is now taking a job in Napa, California, and at this moment, we are taping, or recording rather, an interview with George about his reflections on his program called Cultural Ingredients. And George is a chef and sommelier exploring geopolitical events that make it possible for us to taste food from around the world. And he focuses in on ingredients and traces the history of that ingredient as he prepares dishes. And so our listeners certainly will want to watch Cultural Ingredients. So those are the five programs that were produced by our Shaping Narratives cohort. And I must also share that before they ever started producing programs, WGVU, in partnership with the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies at Grand Valley State University, came up with a training program including three modules. The first module was Decolonizing the Narrative. That was 10 weeks long. The second module was Media Skills, where WGVU staff taught media producing skills to both on audio and video to the Shaping Narratives participants. And then lastly, they focused in on community organizing as a distribution strategy. And then there they started producing content with their communities and for their communities.
Wonderful. Steve, couple minutes left. Got to ask about the future. What's the future hold and your final thoughts?
Well, I think, Shelley, since this really is a community partnership with a number of organizations that our listeners can read about, we need to continue to expand partnerships to create new content. But the primary goal now and in the future of our project and our third grant is to take the content that has been produced, take the content into the community for what we're calling change-based conversations. That first conversation, which was a virtual event, featured Alice Jasper, and that was back in July. And our listeners can go to the Shaping Narratives website and view that in its entirety. Other partners, and there are too many to mention, Shelley, but everyone from the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, Shannon Cohen was interviewed as well, Kids Food Basket, Julian Newman, founder and CEO of Culture Creative, the Greater Grand Rapids Chapter of Jack and Jill of America. So each week we feature a new partner focusing on their equity work. So as we take content into the community for change-based conversations, we'll be partnering with organizations to expand our reach and to share this content with more and more individuals and organizations.
Awesome. One more time, how do we find out more information, Steve Chappell?
Yes, Shelley, our listeners may go to two websites at WGVU. The first is wgvu.org/television/mutually inclusive. But basically it's the wgvu.org mutually inclusive site where they may see both video and audio under that brand. And then the second website for Shaping Narratives or the community capacity building portion of our project may be found at wgvu.org/shaping narratives.
WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, thank you for this conversation on this Friday. Enjoy your day and weekend.